This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Teresa Maurer, our local food ambassador. Welcome back.
Thanks, Kyle. Glad to be here.
Hot. Still hot
and going to be hot for a while. But I just wanted to let people know, please don't give up on your favorite local farmer's market. There's still a wonderful variety of things at the market. You know, you may have to go a little earlier in the day so that you're comfortable. But really, the market diversity is staying high. And the larger markets, I think, are doing well. And the smaller markets, check in with them to be sure, you know, that they're opening and have a variety as well. I wanted to mention some new things. There are grapes at the markets right now, and a variety of local grapes. They are they have a lot of different flavors, and they're small seeded. The vendor will explain to you if they have seeds or not. And it's just really fun to taste local grapes. And of course, that's a lead in later on for the Tawny Town Grape Festival, which is a whole different thing. But these are eating grapes.
Right.
And there's, because University of Arkansas has been working on some of these varieties, there's a great, nice diversity of those.
And are grapes grown all throughout Northwest Arkansas?
They are. Yeah. It's, I think we have some vendors that specialize in it. Again, this is a different variety than the wine grapes, but, you know, still very interesting. And so look for those because those just came to market. The peaches are still around. And again, they're still around because there's a lot of varieties and they ripen at different times. So be sure to talk to the peach vendors. They haven't left us yet, and they will let you know about these new varieties that are kind of later in the season. We have early apples coming on. I've seen Asian pears at the market. Mm-hmm. That's a crispy pear. Very nice in a summer salad. And then people have been asking me about sweet corn. That is limited, but it is there because our growers plant in staggered planting. So there will be some of that coming to the market.
Best, though, to go early.
I would say for any of the really popular things, go early. And plus, it's more comfortable. And don't forget that a number of our regional markets operate during the week, and some operate in the evening. So check them out. And, I'm sure you'll find one that meets your schedule and support those local markets. The farmers, the money's going out of their pockets in terms of water bills, in terms of time, in terms of there's certain kinds of pests that come on when there's drought. And they are really working hard to bring our communities the really good local produce that we're used to. So don't give up on them. Come out and support them.
And a lack of rain, more grasshoppers than usual because of the drought and the dry conditions. So.
Yes, absolutely. It's, maybe it's cut down on some diseases, but then it seems like there's, Mother Nature fills in something else to always give our farmers a challenge.
There's some people from Fayetteville going to Europe, right?
Yes.
For what's kind of the Olympics of food.
It is. This is where the Ozark Slow Food Chapter is really happy to announce that we have two Fayetteville delegates going to a gathering called Terra Madre, which is Mother Earth in Italian. And this is an international gathering of farmers, chefs, food activists from around the world. I was lucky enough to go in 2004, and there were African farmers there that had never been more than 5 miles from their home community. So they really make an effort to have many continents and countries represented. So they come together with translators and all kinds of ways to facilitate interaction and have a number of meetings and gatherings and presentations and things like that. Very kind of grassrootsy thing that brings together slow food chapters from around the world. And I'm pleased to announce that our two Fayetteville delegates are David Mervis and Quinn Montana. And one of the reasons I'm mentioning it now is over the next couple of months, we're going to have a couple of special events and I'll talk about them as we get the menus and the schedules finalized. There's one on August 30th. And again, I'll have details soon after we've talked with the chef a little bit more about what's going to be on the menu. But that part of those funds that we raise will help David and Quinn make it to that gathering.
And it's in Turin?
Turin, Italy, exactly. And at the same time as this slow food gathering is happening, and Italy is sort of the epicenter of slow food. That's where it was founded. So in Turin, at the same time, there's a very long-standing international food festival with something called the Arc of Taste, where they're representing very rare foodstuffs, and the people that grow it are there. And it's just a chance to really experience food from places that maybe you'd never know about or never even get to experience. So we're just really pleased that Fayetteville is going to be represented there.
You mentioned the fundraiser is in August. There's something else happening in August that's kind of a food event, the Roots Festival.
Yes. Now going
most
from,
people think music, but there's a food component there
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. I just love the name of the festival. And, you know, we're going to go from international back to our roots in Northwest Arkansas. This truly is a regional festival. And the Roots Fest has a food component as well as a music and community celebration component. So be sure, I know there'll be future stories running on the Roots Fest. So in addition to the great music lineup, there's an incredible lineup. There will be several restaurants that are purchasing from local farmers and kind of spotlighting, you know, locally produced items. And then the part of the Roots Fest proceeds will be going to Feed Fayetteville. So you can get great music, you can get great food, you can support local farmers, get information on local food groups, and, you know, do all this in one place at several stages around town on the last weekend in August.
Last full weekend. Yeah.
Last full weekend, exactly. Yes.
Now, recipe? Do we have a recipe this
time? We have a recipe.
Excellent.
And what I've been looking for is something that does not require you to turn on the stove. You know, last time I talked about something you could do on the stovetop. This one is if you got your finger exercised and you can push a blender button, you can do
okay.
this recipe. So this is gazpacho.
All right.
Gazpacho, I looked up a little information on it. I don't actually know what the word means, but I know that it was made most famous in Spain, in the Andalusian region of Spain, and then it's kind of, you know, gone around the world. But evidently, back in the Greek and Roman times, there was some kind of version of this dish. And really, the way you can think of it is salad in a soup bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all the great ingredients of a salad, but put together in a soup, so that you can scoop it up and eat it that way. So I'll tell you what's in it, because
okay.
there's good things. All these things are available at local markets right now, all the produce parts of this. So you take 5 to 6 large tomatoes, cut them up, you know, just kind of roughly cut them up because you're going to be blending them, a couple of cucumbers, half an onion, more or less to your taste, 1 clove of garlic, mm-hmm. more or less to your taste. Okay, throw those all in a blender. Mm-hmm. And I would do it just a little bit at a time, like 2 or 3 cups of stuff at a time until it's all well pureed. Okay, now if you have one of those little handheld blenders that I've talked about, the container is much smaller and you have to do it in 2 or 3 cup increments anyway. So you've got this beautiful, I mean, that is what one of the things that's fun about this dish is this beautiful sort of, you know, light red dish with flecks of cucumbers. And so that's your base. Then what you do is you take 3 tablespoons of olive oil, 3 tablespoons of red wine vinegar, it doesn't have to be fancy, and 2 teaspoons of salt. And you take a little whisk or a spoon is fine, and just kind of, you know, blend those 3 things in until it's well blended in. Now, the secret to gazpacho is that you need to chill it to mm-hmm. let all the flavors blend. You can eat it right then, and actually it's an interesting experiment. Eat it right then.
When it's warm.
When it's warm, and then, I mean, not eat it, but taste it
right.
then, and then chill it for a couple hours, 3 hours, and let those flavors kind of blend. Now, you can play with the amount of vinegar, like if you want a little more bite to it, that's sort of a fun thing to do. And you can reduce the amount of salt, too. This sort of varies on the kinds of tomatoes that you use, if you want a little more acid in there. So you've got that. Now, you take it out of the refrigerator, and I like to chop up sweet peppers. Maybe you have some old stale bread, or maybe the bread is just, you know, baked by itself outside as you brought it home from
mm-hmm.
the bakery.
Right.
And you can make croutons, too. And I like, so you've got this nice, smooth, cool base with these great flavors. And then I like to throw in some chopped up chunks of peppers and then put a few croutons on top. And you scoop that up, and it is just heaven. If you find that the puree, again, because of the moisture content of tomatoes, which is especially variable this year with
mm-hmm.
the drought, if you find that it's a little too thick, you can add some ice water, kind of blend that in. But I like it rich and full and without very much water in there.
All right. Well, the market's still open.
Yep.
Let's do the rain dance, whatever we need to do.
Oh, absolutely. It is, it's pretty terrifying, but we're hanging in there, and some of these spotty little rain showers have brought some relief, but not much. So rain dance, please help us all out there. You do your rain dances, I'll do mine.
Teresa Maurer is our local food ambassador. Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you, Kyle.